Ready for basketball between BC Everest and Marshfield. Should be a good one tonight. I'm Chris Conley. Glad to be with you for game one of our Fox Sports doubleheader. Once we are done, the aforementioned Lakeland Thunderbirds will be heard against Wausau East. That's a game that the Evergreens will have a little bit of an interest in, with Lakeland being an out-of-conference opponent for Friday. In fact, let's look at our upcoming Evergreens broadcast. We'll have tonight's basketball game at the Fieldhouse. Off tomorrow, and then what a hockey matchup on Thursday. We'll head to Marathon Park. The DC Everest Evergreens will take on Wausau West. Wausau West exactly where they usually are, undefeated in Valley play. Evergreens had a win over the Warriors last season on that Marathon Park ice, and they'll look to repeat it again this season. And then Friday and Saturday, two boys basketball games. On the road in Wisconsin Rapids, a rematch of a four overtime loss for the Evergreens. And then Lakeland with a 1:30 tip on Saturday back here at the Fieldhouse. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Kyle Kurtenbach to jump center for DC Everest against Alex Strege, who had 15 points when these teams met the last time back in December. Teams gathering at center court, DC Everest and Marshfield. Tuesday night basketball from the Everest campus. Kurtenbach gives up about 3 inches in height, but Kurtenbach's got the best vertical leap on the Evergreen team. Referee is in the center circle. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle. We're underway. Marshfield controls the opening tap. Matt Ostrich controls the tip and hands off to Jeff Allison. Evergreen's out in man-to-man defense. Allison bounces over to the near side. Lucas Zeiker. Zeiker had 3 three-pointers the last time these teams played. Identify him as a shooter. Here's a pass down low. Hanging, getting the pass and scoring, Alex Strege. Perfectly timed opening bucket. Nice assist there. And Marshfield takes a quick 2-0 lead. They're looking to trap in the half court. Stephen Weir bounces over to Nick Sarakowski. Look to double team him up high. Now to Weir in the corner. Three ball from the baseline is good. Stephen Weir from the corner gives the Evergreens a 3-2 lead. So right away, that's a better opening than what the Evergreens have when they played this game back in Marshfield. Jeff Allison up high, now into the corner. Marshfield looking for a three to answer from Strege. It's too strong. Offensive rebound spin. Putback is missed by Lucas Zeiker. Zeiker gets his own rebound again. Well, that's 1, 2, 3 cracks at the basket. Zeiker scored that time, and it's 4-3 Marshfield. Evergreens did not have an answer on the offensive boards here. Bounce pass now to Riley Peterson. Peterson is double-teamed, finds Kurtenbach down low. Kurtenbach double-teams and goes back out to Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski gives over to Peterson. Now back to Sarakowski. Foul line extended. Tries a pass down low. It's kicked by one of the Marshfield players, and we have a stoppage. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Evergreen sports. Nick Sarakowski to inbound underneath his own basket to Riley Peterson. Had good position inside, and Riley Peterson scores with the right hand. Evergreens reestablish their lead 5-4. Evergreens pick up half-court defense. No pressure here as Allison goes over to Lucas Zeiker. Zeiker's looking to work the ball down low. Foul line extended. They were looking for that pick and roll. The Evergreens defended it well. Now off the screen, Matt Ostrich, long two, left it short. Rebound, Kyle Kurtenbach for the Evergreens. One and done trip for Marshfield. 6 minutes to play, first quarter. Evergreens by a point and with possession. Chris Cornish gets his first touch up high. Now to Riley Peterson. Evergreens will run a set play here. In fact, Peterson was almost trying to bait Marshfield to double-team him in that high corner. They did not take that bait, and now they work around. Stephen Weir, three ball straight on again, and he's hot. Stephen Weir has just hit back-to-back threes, and the Evergreens are up 8-4. Marshfield was the hot team from the outside when these teams played the first time. Evergreens trying to pick up that role here. Jeff Allison is guarded by Stephen Weir. Allison hands off to Matt Ostrich. Ostrich picked up his dribble. Marshfield goes around into the corner. Keegan Fassler got his first touch. Fassler thinks about the three. Here's a bounce pass down low. It is turned over. Lucas Zeiker couldn't receive that pass in traffic, went off his hands and turned over to the Evergreens. DC Everest has not turned the ball over in this game. Marshfield has once. The difference so far, Stephen Weir's hot hand from behind the arc. He's got 2 threes, and the Evergreens are up 8-4, and they have the basketball. Riley Peterson is into the front court. Peterson is guarded by Lucas Zeiker. Riley Peterson's got to cut down on his turnovers. See if he's got ball security tonight. Here's Nick Sarakowski. He picks up his dribble. He's at the top of the circle. Sarakowski goes over to Chris Cornish. And now back to Riley Peterson. Peterson didn't see Giebert on the switch. Peterson drives in, leaves his shot short. And the rebound comes to Lucas Zeiker. Left it right off the front rim. Just under 5 minutes to play. Driving to the basket, Matt Ostrich. Too strong on a layup. And the Evergreens are going to take a quick timeout. No, we got a foul underneath. It's a loose ball foul that's going to go against Marshfield. Chris Cornish got the rebound, and he was bumped by Strage. Strage gets his first, Marshfield's first team foul, and the Evergreens will have the ball. Evergreens will have to go the length of the court, 4:53 to play first quarter. It's D.C. Everest 8, Marshfield 4. Riley Peterson with his dribble into the front court. Goes over to Chris Cornish. That's Grant Van Grinsven touching. Van Grinsven works around. Bad pass from Stephen Weir. It's stolen by Lucas Zeiker. 2-1 the other way. And a pass and a layup to Matt Ostrich. A turnover, and Marshfield made the Evergreens pay there, 8-6. And Coach Corey Henkel is up off the bench. Didn't like that pass. Riley Peterson's into the front court now to Van Grinsven. Gives it over to Chris Cornish. Cornish and Giebert both on the floor here. Gives the Evergreens a little more height. Giebert tried to set a screen for Weir, and Weir's bad pass is taken away again. Back-to-back turnovers. Ostrich almost traveled. No call. So the Evergreens have turned it over on their last two possessions, and Marshfield can tie this game with a two or take the lead on a three. It's into Jeff Allison's hands. Allison is guarded there by Stephen Weir. Works around. There's a three ball for the lead for Ostrich, and he hit. Marshfield scored the last 5 points, all on every turnovers, and the Tigers have their first lead of the game, 9-8. The Evergreens turn it over here or have a bad possession. I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Heckle take a timeout. Here's Chris Cornish. Cornish drives in. He is blocked as he was going for position underneath. That was swatted away underneath by Matt Ostrich. Evergreens will keep the ball. And they're putting Derek Reike back in as Stephen Weir will come out. One of those turnovers is in Weir's column, and the coach had something to say to him. Off the inbounds pass, Van Grinsven receives it. He's bumped and fouled. Let's see if they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. They tried to throw that ball up high in a lob and tried to see if Van Grinsven could put it in. They are going to call that a non-shooting foul. Alex Strage gets his second. Evergreens are going to inbound underneath. See how long Weir sits on the bench. Derek Reike, the other three-point shooter, comes in for the Evergreens. Long inbounds pass, dangerous. Giebert had trouble securing it. Went off a Marshfield player. Evergreens retrieve in the backcourt. Now it's into Derek Reike's hands to Van Grinsven. See if they set up the high screen. Nope, they go down low. Trying the reverse and missing was Riley Peterson. Peterson received the ball right underneath the rim, kind of in a bad position. Marshfield comes back with a three the other way, and Matt Ostrich has just hit back-to-back threes. It's 12-8. Do the Evergreens want a timeout here? No, they'll play on. We'll go under 3 minutes to play in the first period. Marshfield with their biggest lead, 4 points. Riley Peterson picks up his dribble. Quickly double-teamed, able to get it away. Now Derek Reike. Reike picks up his dribble, has the ball knocked away out of Giebert's hands and turned over. Turnovers are up and the Evergreens are in trouble. Got a whistle, driving to the basket, and Matt Ostrich is fouled. Yeah, the turnovers have come in bunches for the Evergreens. They've turned it over on their last three possessions. Going to have a loose ball foul here called against the Evergreens. It's on Chris Cornish. Marshfield is going to inbound underneath. Yeah, this is a dangerous time for the Evergreens. They got off to a good start. They led 8-4. They've been stuck on 8 points for the last 2.5 minutes. They've turned it over their last three possessions. Marshfield drives in. Push off, not called by Lucas Zeiker. He misses. And on the rebound, tied up jump ball. Possession arrow points to the Evergreens. D.C. Everest basketball, sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman's. Up high, pass goes down low to Sarakowski. That's a nice feed from Chris Cornish, and good movement without the ball for the senior Nick Sarakowski, who cut right to the basket and got the layup, cutting the Marshfield lead in half. It's now 12-10. Here's Matt Ostrich. Ostrich has eight and has had the hot hand. Go to the corner. Allison thought about the shot. Goes back out to Ostrich, and they're guarding him closely. Sarakowski drew that defensive assignment and fought through a screen to deny Ostrich an open crack at a three ball. Now over to Will Spindler. Now a three from Ostrich again. He missed that one. Offensive rebound, though, for Marshfield, and Spindler And they're going to call a foul. It's going to be against Marshfield. They're going to say that Spindler pushed off while getting that loose ball. The ball's going to go over to the Evergreens. You know what? I thought they were going to call a foul there. They're going to say that Spindler landed out of bounds. Evergreens ball, no matter. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Evergreens are down by two, and they've got the ball into the hands of Nick Sarakowski, and now Jake Giebert is handling up high to Van Grinsven. Bounces down low to Chris Cornish. Cornish drew the double team and goes back out. Van Grinsven looks to drive off a screen. Now a bad pass there over to Sarakowski. Sarakowski retrieves it, saves the possession. Van Grinsven pulls up his dribble. Bounce pass down low. It's just out of the reach of Chris Cornish and turned over again. The Evergreens have turned the ball over on four of their last five possessions. That's why they're living dangerously against Marshfield here. They are lucky to be down by only two. Marshfield gets the ball, and walking it up the court is Matt Ostrich. Two threes and a regular field goal. Ostrich has eight of Marshfield's 12 points. And Ostrich has the ball here. Nick Sarakowski guarding him closer. Now over to the weak side, Lucas Zeiker. Zeiker can also hit from three. Down low to Spindler, trying to use his height along the baseline. A miss, a foul, a push-off against Marshfield underneath. Spindler missed from close range, but he was in traffic. And Jeff Allison's going to get called for the foul. Team fouls are now three against Marshfield, none against the Evergreens. DC Everest gets possession. Let's see if they can be careful with the rock here. Van Grinsven drives in, cut off, goes back out. He had a Marshfield player draped over him, and we play on. Now to Stephen Weir, who's back into the game. Weir looks to drive and goes back out to Sarakowski. Weir tried to draw the double team. Van Grinsven spins in traffic, hangs, nice move. Van Grinsven with a left-handed bucket ties the game at 12, under a minute to play in the quarter. Marshfield's being a little deliberate here. Lucas Zeiker walks it up, see if he's going to hold for one. Zeiker, no, looks to drive into the corner. Ostrich, three ball again, and he hit again. He's opened off that screen. One, two, three, three balls and 11 points. Well, we've identified who the hot hand is in this first quarter. It's 15 to 12. 30 seconds left in the period. Nick Sarakowski's got it for the Evergreens. Sarakowski directing traffic. 25 seconds, and the clock is moving. Van Grinsven now over to Stephen Weir. He's guarded up high. Under 20 here. Swings to the weak side, and Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven looks to drive in. Now to Sarakowski. 10 seconds to Stephen Weir. Not open for the three. Fought through a pick. Got 7 seconds here. Weir pulls it out. 5 seconds. Clock still moving. Sarakowski swings weak side for Weir. He's a three ball. Counts it. It goes at the buzzer. And it is good. Stephen Weir beats the buzzer. He's got 1, 2, 3 threes in the first period. And that tray leaves us tied 15-15 at the end of the first period. So both teams have had their moments. We'll be back after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Stephen Weir turned the ball over midway through the first quarter and was yanked from the game, was put right on the bench afterwards, and Coach Corey Henkel had something to say to him about it, too. And then off that high screen, hits the three at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. Went from coach's least favorite to most favorite player in the span of half a period of basketball. Marshfield will get the ball to start the second quarter with our game tied 15-15. And Marshfield inbounds. Jordan Schauschling is in the game, and he inbounds to Lucas Zeiker. To Allison and back to Zeiker. Evergreens pick up half-court man-to-man. Allison with a three ball from the left side. Rims out. Rebound to the Evergreens. Chris Cornish cleared the boards. To Riley Peterson. Evergreens looking for the lead on this possession. Here's Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski is guarded tightly by Spindler. Looks to drive in. Makes the extra pass down low. The ball is on the floor. Double-teamed underneath is Cornish. Goes back out to Peterson, who looks to drive. Hangs. Throws it up. Tough shot with the one hand. Left it off the back bracket. Marshfield gets the rebound. Lucas Zeiker into the front court to Allison. Back to Zeiker. And now to Allison again. Misfired from behind the three-point line. His last touch, and Allison passes up the shot here. Still tied 15-15. Allison thought about taking a three there. Looked to drive. Almost pushed off. Allison was going to start that move by shoving off and then decided against driving. Here's Zeiker driving in. Foul against the Evergreens on the floor before Zeiker began his shot at the foul line extended. Foul will go against Stephen Weir. Weir's first, team second, and Marshfield will inbound underneath. 7:05 to play first half. Quick inbounds pass down low to Spindler, but he is quickly double-teamed and has to go back out. Tanner Balson, who checked in for the start of the second quarter, has the ball and now goes over to Lucas Zeiker. Zeiker had 15 the last time these teams met. Tries a three there, and he's off. Rimmed out. Rebound by Spindler. An offensive rebound, and Spindler works underneath and puts it back in. Marshfield's been a little better than the Evergreens on the offensive boards. That's been one of the differences in this game. Edge Tigers there, and they lead 17-15. Evergreens needed a pick to break token full court pressure. Riley Peterson's into the front court. Now to Stephen Weir. Weir has a clear out drive, and it's swatted away. Weir beat Jeff Allison, had a clear path to the basket, and coming over to swat it away was Lucas Zeiker. It's out of bounds, though, off Marshfield. But that was an emphatic rejection. Off the inbounds pass to Giebert, and now back out to Nick Sierakowski. Evergreens trail by two. Here's Kyle Kurtenbach, sets a screen for Peterson, who thought about driving on the changeoff. Peterson's double-teamed in that corner. To Kurtenbach, thought about driving in. To Sierakowski, open for a three, left it short. Evergreens couldn't quite get the rebound. Went off Kurtenbach's hands and cleared by Marshfield. Tigers by two with the ball. Lucas Zeiker, whistle, travel, turned over to the Evergreens. It's Marshfield's second turnover of the game. They've been more careful with the ball than the Evergreens have. BC Everest basketball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. We're also brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964. That's Glenray Radiators. We're 2 minutes into the quarter. Evergreens have not scored in the second quarter. Pass down low now. Long cross-court pass to Kurtenbach. And we've got a whistle and a foul called underneath. Kurtenbach drew the double team. And the foul there is going to go against Keegan Fossler. Team fouls are now 4-2. Non-shooting foul. Evergreens inbound. Van Grinsven gets it from Peterson. Missed a layup. That's a point-blank miss for the Evergreens, and Marshall clears the boards. Tanner Boston got the rebound. Yeah, Evergreens kind of have a lid on that basket now. Boston now lets a three-ball fly. Air ball. Missed everything. Saved by a hustling play by a Marshfield player. That ball was kept alive by Keegan Fossler, and one of his teammates is fouled. Evergreens were kind of standing around watching that air ball go out of bounds. And instead, we're going to get Marshfield free throws. Jordan Schauschling is going to go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. Grant Van Grinsven is called for the foul. So again, Marshfield, I mean, that counts as an offensive rebound on an air ball. But the Evergreens were looking for it, and Marshfield was playing. First free throw is good. It's 18-15. And the Evergreens now in a 2.5 minute scoring drought. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Covantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. Second free throw is up and good. This 4-point advantage equals Marshfield's biggest lead of the game. Now full court pressure looking for a turnover. It's in Grant Van Grinsven's hands. Driving into the front court. Van Grinsven pulls up beyond the foul line. He shuffled his feet, no call on the travel. Stephen Weir drives, misses, but he's fouled. Stephen Weir is going to get himself to the free throw line. Stephen Weir, a little bit of courage to bring that ball back in there after having his last shot inside swatted away. The foul is going to go on Matt Ostrich, and Weir has got 9 points to lead. The Evergreens going to shoot two, and his first free throw left it short. Evergreens basketball sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open Monday through Friday in Wausau, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stephen Weir has a second free throw. Ball's in hand, and he set himself a little better before that free throw and made it. 19-16, Evergreen's first basket in 2:45 of live action. Marshfield walks the ball up court with Matt Ostrich. Goes over to Lucas Zeiker, back to Ostrich. Now to Allison, passed up the three, down low to the baseline. Goes back out, three balls straight on from Lucas Zeiker. Missed it. Zeiker is cold. Marshfield gets an offensive rebound. Alex Strage, and puts it back in. The Evergreens have to do a better job boxing out there. Marshfield, by far, doing a better job second and third chance opportunities. Tigers 21, Evergreens 16. Get the feeling the Evergreens don't want to fall much further behind. They've been outscored 6-1 in the quarter. Van Grinsven between the legs over to Peterson. Peterson almost turned it over. Pass down low, knocked out of bounds, and last touched by Marshfield. Was looking for Chris Cornish down low, and that pass was disrupted. So the Evergreens will inbound underneath. 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Evergreens have possession and a 5-point deficit against the second place in the Valley Marshfield Tigers. Riley Peterson inbounds with a long outlet pass. Here's a three ball from the left side. Jake Giebert. Not sure you want Giebert taking that shot. Missed it off the front rim. Long rebound comes out to Marshfield. Driving to the basket, Lucas Zeiker, and Zeiker is fouled. Grant Van Grinsven was not going to give up the easy fast break basket. Marshfield had a 2-on-1. Van Grinsven reached out for the ball, and instead they'll make Zeiker earn the pair on the free throw line. That is Van Grinsven's second, and it is the fourth team foul against the Evergreens. Pair of free throws for Lucas Zeiker, who's a great free throw shooter, and his first is good. Marshfield is a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Nick Sierakowski comes in. Grant Van Grinsven with that second foul comes out. Stephen Weir comes out as well. Derek Reike checks in. And both the free throws made by Lucas Zeiker. 23-16. 7-point Tiger advantage, widening to their biggest lead of the game. Riley Peterson into the front court. Nick Sierakowski had the ball knocked away, out of bounds. Stays with the Evergreens. Tight defense there from Jeff Allison. And the Evergreens will get to inbound right in front of the scorer's table at half court. Nick Sierakowski to trigger in. Marshfield playing tighter man-to-man defense. And the Evergreens throw it in into the backcourt to Jake Giebert. Got a whistle. And Evergreens coach Corey Heckel is going to want to take a timeout here. See if this is a full timeout. Nope, it's going to be a short one, 30 seconds, and we will keep it right here. Tonight's Evergreens basketball broadcast brought to you by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. And we're sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location, Valley Communities Credit Union in Cronenwetter. The timeout kind of makes sense here. The Evergreens have the ball, and they don't want to fall any further behind. DC Everest has not made a basket from the floor in the second period, so they are almost 4 minutes cold from the floor. And Marshfield has widened that lead out to 7. So this is kind of an important possession. Evergreens were unable to dig out of a hole when they trailed by as many as 14 when they played Marshfield back at the Marshfield Fieldhouse earlier in the season. Inbounded to Sierakowski, now to Derek Reike. Down low to Kurtenbach, double-teamed along the baseline, back to Reike. Thought about the three, drives in for a long two, too strong, and Marshfield clears the boards. Ahead of the field is Alex Strege. Strege almost lost the ball out of bounds, so Marshfield was going to have a breakaway basket. Instead, they'll have to pull it back out. It's into the hands of Matt Ostrich. The Evergreens, though, had another empty trip down the floor. Ostrich looks to drive, pushed off, no call, kicks the baseline, and a three is good by Strege. Too bad. Ostrich pushed off, it was not called, and a three from the corner makes it a 10-point game, 26-16, danger zone for the Evergreens. Derek Reike's got the ball. Reike bounces down low. That's Cornish, who dribbled across the baseline, and it's turned over again. Yeah, against a team as good as Marshfield, the Evergreens can't go 4 and 5 minutes without hitting a shot from the floor. And that's the situation we're in right now. And Marshfield has used this cold stretch to widen their leads. The Evergreens have to weather this storm. They need a stop on defense. Jeff Allison's got the ball for the Tigers, and Reike is guarding him. Over to Lucas Zeiker. And Marshfield has built this lead with Zeiker being cold. He has only 4 points, and he's 0 for 3 from behind the three-point line. Down low to Strege. Strege is double-teamed, swings cross-court, was trying to set up the three for Matt Ostrich. Ostrich drives instead, goes over to the left side now. Zeiker's got the ball. Here's a pass down low. Kagan Fossler was banged pretty hard as he received that pass. That's going to be a non-shooting foul. And let's see who they're going to get there. It's going to go on Chris Cornish. 5 team fouls, and the second on Cornish. Marshfield's going to inbound underneath. Evergreens really need a stop here, trailing by 10. Inbound goes to Strege, and Strege hands it off to Lucas Zeiker. Now over to Allison. Allison works behind the three-point line, dribbles in. Allison, three ball in the air, rimmed out, no good. An offensive rebound, nope, pushed off. Lucas Zeiker got the rebound, but's going to get called for a push-off. So Marshfield was going for a 13-point lead with that three-point try, and instead the Evergreens will get the ball. Zeikers called for his first. That's six on the team. So the Evergreens will shoot free throws. They're in the bonus for the rest of the half. Need to get some points here with 2:40 to play until intermission. Grant Van Grinsven picked up his dribble, and now the defense comes to him, and Van Grinsven just got called for a five-second violation. The Evergreens turn it over again. That's their seventh turnover in this quarter. And that is one of the reasons why Marshfield has widened and built this lead. Marshfield has outscored the Evergreens 11-1 in the quarter. And the ball is in the hands now of Strage. Up high, Jordan Schauschling. Over to Jeff Allison. Marshfield works around the perimeter. Three ball off a screen for Strage, rimmed out. Long rebound loose on the floor, secured by the Evergreens. Kyle Kurtenbach finally corralled that in. We'll go under 2 minutes to play. Evergreens now to Sarakowski in the front court. Sarakowski with the dribble, guarded by Allison. Goes over to Van Grinsven. It's been forever since the Evergreens have had a basket in this game. 6 minutes and counting since they made one from the floor. Van Grinsven drives in off the backboard, and he scores. Finally, drought over. 26-18, 1:45 to play. Now walking it up is Matt Ostrich. Evergreens pick up half-court man-to-man defense. Ostrich is guarded by Sarakowski. Bounces over here to Kagan Foster along the baseline. Jeff Allison tries to drive in, hangs, and he scores. He drew the double team, was able to delay his shot just a moment, and Jeff Allison has a bucket. Back to a 10-point lead. 28-18, 1:20 to play until halftime. Evergreens with the ball. See if the Evergreens can get a little mini rush going here. Steven Weir back in the ball game. Works around to Van Grinsven. They may be setting up Weir for something up high. Now they work around to Weir, but they didn't give him a screen there, so he's not open for the three. To Kyle Kurtenbach in the corner. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Marshfield. Kagan Fossler knocked that ball away. 1:04 to play. Evergreens will put Riley Peterson back in. Keep Weir on the floor. Nick Sarakowski will inbound underneath his own basket. Sarakowski looks to trigger in to Peterson. Peterson thought about the three, guarded too closely there. I would imagine they're going to try and set up some kind of screen for Weir, who's already hit three balls so far tonight. Here's Sarakowski. We go under a minute. Sarakowski drives in, picks up his dribble. Peterson open for a moment, passed up the shot. Goes back out high to Chris Cornish, now to Sarakowski and Peterson. Marshfield's guarding close, got a whistle, foul away from the ball, and it's against the Evergreens. And that's the equivalent of another turnover. They're going to call Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach got a foul called against him while he was muscling for position underneath. Six team fouls, first on Kurtenbach, and with 43 seconds left, Marshfield's got a 10-point lead, and they can hold for the final shot if they want to. 35 seconds to play. Clock is moving. Matt Ostrich has the ball. Bounces over to Tanner Bosson. Bosson works around up high to Allison. Under a half minute to play. Now pass goes down low to Will Spindler. Out of bounds. Off Spindler's hands and turned back over to the Evergreens. Marshfield has been by far the more careful team with the ball, but they've turned it over there. And the Evergreens will see if they can get this down to single digits before halftime. Inbounded to Sarakowski with 18 seconds left. Sarakowski drives into the front court. Allison is guarding him. Allison, Sarakowski picks up his dribble. 11 seconds. Evergreens may need a timeout here. Down to 8 seconds. Over to Riley Peterson, still 30 feet away from the basket. 5 seconds. Peterson looks to drive. Stripped. Turned over. And that is where the half comes to an end. Another turnover as the Evergreens again can't get a shot off towards the buzzer, just like they couldn't at the end of the Wausau East game. The Evergreens and Marshfield were tied at the end of the first quarter. Marshfield outplayed the Evergreens badly in the second quarter. In fact, they outscored the Evergreens 13-3. We've arrived at halftime. We'll look at our Valley Conference standing. We'll check with our leading scorers. And we'll preview some of our upcoming Evergreens broadcasts coming up after a 3-minute break. At intermission, Marshfield 28, DC Everest 18 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. FM 93.9.